You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So thank you so much for joining us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. So right now we're getting straight into our Movers and Shakers segment. So you know how it is, we get to sit down with many of our individuals, especially in Adventist circles, who are making an impact in society. So the brother that I have this evening, he is no different. He's a man I've known for years, but he's come to be one of the most prominent MCs in the country. Okay, so I'm talking about the brother Teo. Okay, many of us know him as Teo. So he's going to have to tell us his full name, because hey, we know him by his work name. So my brother, welcome.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm great, man.
How's everything?
Everything is okay. Nice to see you in good health. You're doing fine.
Thank you so much.
And bubbly as usual.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's me.
That's typical of you. I'm sure if you've known this brother for a long time, you know
that
he is very, very, very bubbly person. So like I said, my guy, a lot of people know Teo.
Yes.
But they don't know the full name. What's the full name?
Okay, my full name is Matthew Membere.
Matthew Membere.
Matthew Membere. So Matthew in Shona, it's Mateo.
Mateo.
Mateo. So Teo. Mm-hmm. Is the shortcut of Mateo.
Okay.
So
okay.
Teo is my name. Teo is my name. So yeah, Matthew, that's my real name. Membere, that's my surname. So in Shona, like I said, Matthew is Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
Those who read the Bible, I think they know.
They know better, right?
Mateo Mterese. So that's when I got my name, Teo.
Mm.
So people started calling me Teo, 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 Teo. So when I thought of coming up with a company name,
mm-hmm.
I just said, I think it's creative if you use Teo, because it's from my name, Matthew.
Wow.
Yes.
Indeed, indeed. Mm. So we're going to talk about Teo events just a bit, but first of all, let's get to know the man.
Yeah.
So, what did you tell us about your upbringing? Where did you grow up? Now that we have Teo, but we need to know the boy. Where does this guy come from?
My guy, that's a long story. Okay, I was born in Harare in Highfields in 1983.
Hey.
4 August. Wow. So, I turned 41.
41.
41.
My guy, you look 41.
I know. So, yeah, I was born here in Harare, but I then grew up in rural areas in Urungwe down there.
Urungwe.
Yeah, machonyonyo chaiko chaiko.
Wow.
So from when I started going to school, I was there in Urungwe, my guy. From grade 1 up to form 2. That was when 1999.
Wow.
That's when I wrote my ZJC. Yeah, it was ZJC by then.
Yeah.
We are the last people to Kunyora, it was ZJC, because up to now it's no longer there.
Yes, it's no longer
existing. So, yeah, Ndiri, I'm a guy from a rural background. Ndoku andakato kurira zvekudaro. I know everything. You can't tell me anything about kufudza mombe, how to kunorima. I know everything. So, yeah, I was with my mom there. So you know how life it is. They separated with my biological father.
All right.
So I grew up with my mother, and she was married there with my stepfather. That's when. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
My family, where I come from, my biological family, we are not Adventist.
Okay. Okay.
So, but I was born an Adventist.
All right.
Why? Because from the age of around is 5-6,
mm-hmm.
when I was staying with my mother and my stepfather was the one Angarimu Adventist.
Is it?
Yeah, he's the one who introduced Adventism in Urungwe down there, because in the 80s it was not there.
Yes.
It's an area yeah Mashikiro. So when he came there, he introduced Adventism. Saka ndopataka kutanga kutopinda church. It was through my stepfather.
Wow.
So 99 in February, that's when my biological mother died.
All right.
So I had no option. So I had to come back to Harare to look for my biological father.
All right.
So I came to Harare, but ndanda enda ndiri mudiki kasaka Harare nasachatoizivi baba. So kuto ziva Harare, it was something else. If someone would say, I'm going to Harare, you know, I'm from Harare, I would say, hey, shake. Because Dandakatoizivi. So I came back to Harare in 1999 and I started staying with my biological father.
Oh,
but
nice.
Of course, he was married again.
Oh,
so
yes.
So I was in the hands of a stepmother again.
Yes.
But praise God.
Mwarindoza
Anoita, what a beautiful mother.
Mm.
We are very close up to this very day.
Havana
utombo ndirambidza kuenda ku church, though ndakasvika kumba. The church there is from my biological side, Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, okay.
So everyone was going to Salvation Army, and I to say it clear, loud and clear, and say, Mama, I'm from Adventist.
Yes.
This is the church I grew up in. And but of course, you know, Mama Vano Tauro, Saka Uda, wrote it to be Kapoto, Kake,
Kake. You know that struggle.
And Nakuda Kunyanyo Dog picks up and I can go, no, if it's okay, Mama, I would love if you allow me to go to my church. And Wakatano, Dagana problem. And from there, and I got a tanga to Pindra, Pamfakos and North Paunos,
yes, yes.
Yeah, that was from 2000 up to date. Up to now, that's my church, and I'm still there, going very strong. Church at TC.
You've never looked back.
I have never looked back. So that's Matthew for you.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow, that's a powerful story right there.
Yeah, thank you.
I think
my
it's
guy.
A story of resilience. I think at a young age you could have decided otherwise.
You see.
But there you are. You're going strong. So of course, talking about Mfakose, during my teenage years, I remember you were. So much into preaching and also singing.
Yeah.
And one of my major highlights that I remember you from was from Healing Waters.
Yeah, you see.
You were part of Healing Waters.
Yeah, so you know me. You know me, my guy. Yeah, you know me from way back.
Yes, yes. So tell us about that time, Healing Waters. Because I remember that phase very well. You guys were very active. You were singing. You were having fun. I still remember also Gospel Mdoni was part of that.
And Mofela, Ngoni Munetsiwa. The husband to Madam Boss now.
Yes, he was there as well. So many guys were there as well.
Yeah, you know what happened after the journey, after I came to Harare, I then met Gospel Mdoni.
Okay.
The likes of Gospel Mdoni, Ngoni Munetsiwa, their mother and boss husband, the late Mandla Masivisa.
Mandla,
exactly,
yes.
The late. And Tarsai Mabika.
Okay.
If you know Tarsai Mabika, yeah. So we are from the same area, Mfakose, the flats. There's somewhere in the flats. So others were my garden flats, yeah. And then Takasangana ku church. Tasangana ku church, and then Tantiri vanhu vanga vari same age, tichienda kuchikoro, same level, to same stream, but different schools, of course. And I was pa Mfakose High 3, Mandla and Gospel, they were pa Mfakose High 2. Ngoni Munetsiwa, aidzidzo muti ma college.
Okay.
Aingodo zvechirungurungu stere. Aidzidzo muti ma college. So that's how we met and we clicked. So Tantiri vanhu vaifarira zvechurch. We love church so much, and it Trivano by Farah Gospel, Trivano Dick. But we thank also the elders by church, Wangwakati Groomer, who Farah Church. So Takato Vatato Pinda Maziri, Sata Pinda Maziri, Zuguparri Zaises. I always tell some of the people, I'm Kufem Faith right now. So some of them, I tell them, you guys, I used to preach. preaching you. So what happened? I used to preach with Gospel Mdoni so much. So what you used to do is you'd come to my place, and we had ka recording, so ka recorder.
Okay.
So we'd start preaching and we'd say, no, Gospel Mdoni, listen, my guy, this is a what? This is a tree. Let's preach about a tree.
Wow.
And let's start preaching about a tree right now. And apana fana kakama. Let's preach. Tichitozvimbira tega, ndisiri kutozvimbira totanga kutoparidza. So, you know, kana chini chapinda mauri, I remember ndichifamba. Ndichitofamba so ndaikwanisa kutotanga kuto ndichitotaura ndega ndichiparidza saka sermon yaipinda umu to an extent yekuti ma sermons na gospel mudonto takaiswa pamberi tichiparidza akatanga kungotaura so verse I would know kuti ari kuenda akadai saka he would preach and say come on Matthew can you take over
yes
ndototanga kutotorera ipapa apo zvinoitwa kumazunde zvaizvo
yes yes
ndototanga kuita but also I had a chipo chekuimbisa
yes
as a chorister
yes yes
ya ndine chipo chekuimbisa as a chorister zvekutodara zvekuti mukandiunganidzira vanhu apa chero national sports ndakaenda mberi pandakabata chimuti I can drive the audience that much so ndakabva ndatanga kudevelopa kuda kuimba more
okay
ndo zvakazoita nditi CA zvekuchiparidza
oh.
saka tiri vana vaikura from the same hood from the same church that's when we decided to start Healing Waters we started Healing Waters and tikatogara pasi takati guys totanga risina zita toita zita rekuti chipakabuda ana comforters ana streams of what ndopazobuda Healing Waters and then we decided no Healing Waters I think it's fine why because takafunga kuti our music that you're going to sing it's going to heal people
yes
aha inengeri mvura yemuteuro chaicho that's why takazoti Healing Waters so we started Healing Waters and takatanga kuenda nayo unfortunately what I believe mukusira vanhu kusiro vamwe tichigroomer young people
yes.
we groomed young people the likes of Ana Hala
yeah,
Nashaka Gona
yes, yes.
tikavasiya vama directors time yedu vakauya they were not vanga vaiuya but vanga asingakwanise ku stage because kwakune competition zvekutodaro but munashe munhu anotoimba but time yacho anga asingatokwani but takamugruma kutosvika atozove one of the directors takavasirawo chunhu eh atizozviti vakazoendona choko
yeah I wonder what happened
you see so that's what happened
wow so from that time of Healing Waters Theo I still remember this when the likes of Gosi left and they went to Ancheke
yes and that's, I left to Femfaith
you went to Femfaith yeah, yeah. I always wonder what happened to Theo around that time because most of your guys Mandla went to Femfaith went to Ancheke
na Tersa Mabika also
yes
okay I'm the one who started ndakatotanga kuto move from Healing Waters but ndaiti ku Healing Waters ne ku Femfaith
okay
inini I joined Femfaith 2007
okay
sune yabva kunongonotanga
that early
yeah that's when I joined Femfaith ndakatombete sing member but by time yacho manje kwangusina zvima PSC musaka old stage takatoti one day pa ngirini pa
okay
but andina kuzokwanisa kuramba ndichimba kwengo yakareba because my industry na me into events
yes
saka time irikufana kunosangana vamwe kuma steps ku practice I mean that's when I was supposed unge ndichita outside hustle basa rango re my events so ndakabva ndazosiya kwe singing member and I became the programs director with Femfaith for quite a long time
yes
ndakave programs ko kwenguva yakareba ndazosiya programs ndobva ndazosvika pa ku manage ma platforms ma social media platforms up to this very day
yes.
I'm the one who manages my platforms SA Femfaith ma platform
social media
saka pandakaenda ikoko you know zvanga zviri chinhu chaikosha kuti that time kuti wabuda waenda kune group ranga richari prominent ranga rakuzikanwa kudaro sano ndaenda ikoko saka ana gosiwo they got an opportunity kunoenda kuma auditions Unshaken that was gospel mudoni Mandla Mazivisa and Tarisa Mabika they went there vakatono pasa ndobva vato join up but tanga tisinga see Healing Waters
okay
because that IT group rekumba
yes.
this is where we belong we started this saka taito tikaenda kutodzoka but you know how it is kana madaro vamwe vasati vasiri kuma group because ranga ari ma groups are intimidated zvekudaro kunzi
wa join they were intimidating coming from the ghetto
you see joining those groups it was something chiri big and would feel to you have achieved a lot so vamwe vanosara kuvanofila kuti these guys because isusu vacho vanga vaenda we were the ones futi vanga vari ma top leadership here Healing Waters so the fact kuti pana pata kusiwa panapa but taidzokera tichino toita zvakazodaro chita said that's when we started grooming kuti no even if we go group profana kusara rakaita sei rakatodaro so that's what happened
wow exactly. okay so moving to events now you and I wonder at what stage did you discover that you can also be in MC you could do this for MC Rado nokunoshimanya this for MC situation
okay my guy I started as a choreographer People didn't know that.
My steps.
Yeah, ndakatanga ndito teacha vanhu my steps. Ah, waitoramba vano vasikana baba. Ah, kunza no. I can't date someone who is a coach. Hey, my steps. No, I can't do that. Mm. So I started as a choreographer, as a coach. But and sizo zvandaida kugara ndichiita. But you know how it is in a ghetto, hauna chekuita, mabasa asi kuwanika. So I wanted to find something chekundi occupy. Yes. And also you get to work at $10 or $20 so that you can be bored at and do ice cream. We'll be able to buy, you see.
Yes.
Saka, that's how I started. My father, Vakatombo, no, this is not okay. You can't do this. And I got ndirimo manje. That's when Mandakatanga kuona kuti ndokwanisa kuwana ma opportunities munomu. Ndokwanisa kuita chimwe ichi ne ichi. So, from a choreographer, ndakatanga kupinda mu PA system. Ndatanga kutenga ma speakers from then ndatanga kutenga ma camera. Ndisani ndapinda mu MC wa
muzika. Okay.
Saka 2019. That's when pandakasiya choreography. Because ndakanda toitanga kuna na 2013.
Yeah.
2019 ndo ndasiya choreography. Ndo pandaka replace ane MC.
Is it?
Yeah, 2019. But I can tell you kuti I've been places. I've been in the highest offices. The highest offices I've been in is the office of the vice president.
Wow.
I'm the one I know it my private events, my birthdays, vice president Chiwenga Nemdzimai wavo. Ndinototo maita.
Yes.
Eh. Saka from 2019 up to now, I've done much in terms of MCing. But why? I think the reason behind or the secret is ndakaita nguva yakakura ndichidzidza from many ma MCs. Because remember, pandaita choreographer paipa, ndichienda kumichato ndainosangana also pamuchato unotonosvika paina MC, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Ine ndichitoita zvangu zvemajive. So how to see the way they are interacting with the audience, the way they are doing it. Saka ndaidzidza. Saka ndakaona many MCs.
Yeah.
Ndobva ndabata chichunu. Saka ndakazopinda, ndakanga ndane experience, even though ndandisanga kuita basa. But the experience yekuona vachiita.
Yes.
Ndakanga ndadzidza zvekudaro. Saka ndakatopinda ndine fire zvekutodaro.
Eish. Because honestly, I thought you started way back then. I'm only surprised you started just before COVID 2019.
Yeah, I started just before COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
So you went on, and now you're on one of the best, let me say, events company.
Yeah.
In town, and Teo Events. And like you have alluded, you are now, you know, walking into big offices. You've established yourself, so to say.
Yeah.
So how's the business side of things now? Because now it's not just about you. This is now a company now. How are you handling that?
Yeah. Unofana kuzoziva kuti chinhu chandakatanga ndiri wandi chienda. But patave now it's now a company.
Yes.
It's no longer chinhu chawa kutora chiri as individual, like as a coach. Ndakosa kuti andini ndiri coach. By the way, yakatanga ichitonzi Tio Entertainment.
Okay.
Saka pandakazoona kuti ndakuita mama services besides entertainment. That's when I thought of kuchinja zita to Tio Events. So yeah, achisi chinhu chiri nyore, because sometimes unongochida kuchitora se chako.
Yes.
Even chiri changu, but pane vamwe vanhu now. As you can see, wapinda mu office watona mune, I think wapinda mune, there are three other guys. There's a guy, there's two ladies there.
Yes.
Saka we are two ladies right now, two guys. Kuita gender balance
yes, gender.
Saka chinhu chiri kutokura, but yai nyaya kuti hauchachi personalize. When you use to address Tio Events as it's now we.
It's now a team now.
Yeah, it's now a team now. Saka, so far so good. We are working together so well. But business wise, you know, there are ups and downs.
Yes.
There are ups and downs. You need to be honest, I thank God. Why? Because it's something chokuti, I don't plan things just happen. So I'm not a socialite. I'm a service provider.
Okay.
But if you walk right now to Jifamba Tesem Town, you see people, Tio, Tio, Tio everywhere. But I thank God for that. It's not me. But Chechedu ndozo yakanakira. Chechedu yakatidzidzisa sometimes zvese zvatoita tiri kupathfindering nekuma master guides yochinzi dzidzai cheche dinoti dzidzisa zvimwe zvinhu zvekuti if wakatora zvinhu izvozvo zvokazvi apply into the business side you'll be very successful because inoti dzidzisa how to handle people inoti dzidzisa kuita zvinhu chaizvo nemazvo saka zvinhu zvese izvi I don't know ndongoona zvimwe zvai zvakuitoitika uno mention wa muzvinhu zvakatokura zvekuti you don't even know kuti what's really happening like right now our page right now if you check we are at 235,000 following
yes that's a huge 60, number
and 7 days ago that's when we reached 200k
yes
but after 7 days we have gained 35,000
yes
that's massive
so
chinhu chiri kuzvipusha and out there we try by all means kuti tirambe tiri relevant but atizvigone isusu ndimwari sometimes njeredzo dzondozongona kuti ndimwari ari kupota achiti itai izvi yeah
yes
that's where we are right now
so God's hand you're seeing it in your business like that because that was going to be my next question like so what's your relationship with God in the midst of all this you
Baba,
know you've got a particular let me say business that's very demanding and it comes with meeting different types of people different types of places can one still be you know having his feet grounded in the Lord in the midst of all this
very Ndara, one thing that we need to understand and know and never forget is Mwari kana akambokubvisa ndakudza the background uko kumashuro kungova from a rural background mudaro wakusvika muno mutano wakungonzi tiyo no so inen I really appreciate kwandakabva and ndikazvinzwisisa kuti it's not me that's Mwari
yes
that's God nothing so kuzosiya Mwari yeye manje ambokubvisa kwese uko why now because now I'm in the Sibidam now in Harare the capital city and then I say ndakufunga kuti I should forget God inini handina kudaro saka that's all chona kuti pane pamwe uzoshuwa patakambonge tauda kuvarairwa uchitomboenda kubasa kwacho Saturday I wouldn't want to lie but if you see right now Fem Faith it's a group an international group really busy every Sabbath
yes
you see me there unondoona every Sabbath I'm there and I've committed myself to it the way I run the page re Tio events that's the way I run the page re Fem Faith I took it in 8000 that's 2 years ago ranga rine 8k right now we are talking of 86000 right now the engagement report is massive I can manage it very well I'm posting with Tio events I can shift 2 minutes I shift and I go Fem Faith remember besides Fem Faith Tio events I have my personal account again runs Tio Lee and I have other pages that I'm paid I'm running right
run.
Now right I'm paid to run and I manage that very well so and kwanise kusiya Mwari now because kwakandibvisa kuti ndisvike pandiri papa ndisandasvika
yes
I'm still going but pandatosvika ipapa ndiriku appreciate that I'm here is because of him. Saka how would I then forget such a mighty God? That would be a mistake. Saka I'm still there.
Wow. You're saying he's still there?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you forget such a mighty God? Now, that's a powerful statement right there.
Thank you, Mike.
That's a powerful statement. So, of course, you work with Fem Faith in particular. I realize that it's a bit demanding in the sense that you get to, you know, running a social media page of such a group, you get to see all kinds of stuff. All kinds of comments get to be posted.
True.
Some are negative, some are positive.
True.
But I'm amazed, should I say, that you have decided to be the face of Fem Faith on social media, so to say. You don't hide the fact that you are the what?
Yeah.
The admin. Most admins hide.
Yeah.
You
I
do not hide.
Yeah. So, I tell them now the admin is speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
this is the admin.
How do you handle the pressure, man? Because I sometimes the comments that I see there, sometimes people attack you directly as a group.
Okay.
How do you handle that?
No. What I have managed to do chigemu chitakachi master because social media is different from other things zvokuti kana uri kunze ukoko social media sometimes there's nothing like negative publicity
okay
yeah publicity is publicity so you'd see I think when we released our that song Ngena Noah
yes
then ma zombie nokuita sese yakaita noise.
Nah, isingaite.
Isingaite. What is this? This is not Adventism. Or, though we tried our level best to explain that, no. Isususu ma zombies, the way yatakaita na itakati, isusu as long truku pari ziru wa shoko tisinga tereri. We are just like people who are walking dead. Just like zombies.
Okay.
As long umararu kutawura shoko and then isusu we don't listen to it. I just walking dead. Ndo paka pinda nye ma zombies.
Yema zombie. Yema okay. Zombies.
Saka ndo, but I nakutambirika, you know how it is with Adventism.
We are very sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive. But we understand that. But the fact that in you know, where I'm coming from, the circle I'm coming from T events, from the circle remand, dosanga na nema socialize haya, kutupa ikokoko, ndaka zunzwisa. Saka when I'm there, I'm also there to protect. Because when they ended up thinking, that's the director, that's Marshall Matsililo who is posting. Saka kwa anenga aruku, he's a respected guy.
Yes.
So kwa anenga aru, sometimes I know zunzwisa. Kwa hivyo mashuruku posta kutichiku hivyo. Iye wacho is not even by Facebook. So inini, the reason why I state it, no, this is the admin speaking. They should know the person who is posting, the person who is behind it. I'm not a singing member, fine, but this is my duty to do it. So whenever mafunga zvokuda kuita ari kuposta, it's me. Don't attack vamwe ava, either the director cannot, whoever, mepangu mune ma personal issues. No, come to me because I'm the one who is posting and andudzwe zvokuposta. I'm the one. Well, because I'm the admin.
Okay.
Yeah, because Vakanditi, no, Chinich, I think you are the best person to do it. So I said to them, if you think and feel I'm the best person, let me do it. Let me run it the way. And they appreciate it. And the time I started doing it, people, a lot of people started calling the director and said, no. This is not it. The way you are posting, you guys. But right now, if I tell you, my guy, most groups, the way we do it. The caption nyayacho. Masabata katunozo nyanyo dakuve that rigid is okuti kanwa kuto poster. Panama fan is one. Fame faith in a social life out there. One fan on botona fame faith ichiseka, ichita say, ichita because vanu. Saka inin I brought that kuti one. Besides go on a fame faith per stage. You need to see all the other side of the social life. Yeah, we are not wachiseka. Vanhu vanotoita urika navo. Vanhu vanotoitawo izvi. Vanhu vanotoita ma mistakes. Sometimes you see me ndichito posta my mistakes and toitika pa practice. I post that. I know and it's safe because that's real content.
Yes.
Yeah, it original. Let's not fake kuti pa practice akuitwa my mistakes. That's the reason why chitons practice. We practice to make it perfect.
Wow.
Saka pa practice panoitwa my mistakes. Let's show people that. That side, kuti, no. But one is one of the perfect thing per stage. But ku practice, tunuto arati za weso.
So all the behind the scenes, you're making sure that people get to see as well.
Exactly.
And they're in touch with the group.
That's why you see, even if we go to a program, I post even the food that we're eating. I post even people who are sleeping. We went to Zambia last year and our director was sleeping. We were praying in the middle of a prayer. And then someone was doing the prayer. Akashika pakupedza and said, amen. Iya, now so zinzo, andu baasara akadine. And I took a video, yakaita viral, yakatoda, this is the director.
Yes.
You see, the one, the founder of the group. And he had no problem with that. Because ndo zvinhu zvinotomboitika izvozvo. So showing that, I see you again.
Yes.
No. Vanhu vanotorara mujeche. Muchito paridzwa so utoona vanhu vachitokotsira vakatoda izvo. I see you again. So isusu tenge chitonakidzwa. We are a family kana took fame faith. That's a family. So we want to show people what we do, the way we interact with each other as a family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing, man. Amazing. So having done that work, let's now talk about the future as we conclude, Theo.
Yes.
What does the future hold for you? What are you looking forward to achieve in the near future and maybe in the long term as well?
That I know, and do to talk about in the long term. Nakam bobunza in my interview, that is a 5-year term plan kumberi kunda kuti why 5 years? Indutora zvokutoti next year.
Okay.
Yeah, and ndidi kumira. Inini I always speak something really positive.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you if you kwanisa not more than 2 years. If you kwanisa come back here. Rambaru Maastricht, you hear us kuti we are going place. Atichada kuita muchato yemuno muZimbabwe.
Okay.
You want to go out there. Trumbo ita muchato. Dotombo ida mchato na South. Recent takatombo aiwa takaenda last year. Ah, this year. March when Mozambique, you know, kunonzi kuvilankulosa.
Okay.
Takatoenda for a week there.
Eish.
But kuti takutoda kuto penetrate those markets zvokutodaro.
Mm.
So toti michato mizhinji ngaito wanda. Toda kutoshedzwa kuna we have never been in UK for a wedding.
Eish.
We want to be there. I've never been in UK for as an MC. I want to be there.
Eish.
Saka izvozvo next year you are to pinda. I need to be there. I have to be there.
Eish.
Yeah.
No, that's huge, man. Mm. That is huge. That is huge. The man is
then in terms of the media side.
Yes.
Isusu tashika zita raenda. Saka tuda kutoshika pa an extent yekuti per day we can host 5 weddings. That divide the team vamwe vaenda kuvamwe vaenda kuvamwe vaenda. We can do that. For now 2 weddings we can do.
Okay.
Per day.
Per day.
But we want 5.
So you want to grow this thing?
Definitely next year patruk to tanga kuto tanga ne kuto pinda ne kuto tanga kuto tenga ma cameras. We have started. Mari this is a kuto tanga tatu tanga kuto to ma bookings next year, like 19 April 2025 already booked.
Eish.
And that money takuto yende sa kuma camera. Wow. Already. Because next year takuto tanga kuto pinda tisuda to zukutamba.
Wow.
Trust that na mwari watu tenda. Vamwe vanofunga kuti Mwari wedu kuma Adventist asi Mwari anooneka pakuita zvinhu. No. Mwari inini so far zvaanditira zvihombe. Pandava ozotadza zvidiki. Aiwa akana. Saka next year he's going to do it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aiwa they say like we say kwava ndokuri.
Ndokuri.
Patakutenda papa duze.
True.
wow. Such an amazing story, man. Thanks. In case you're wondering where I was talking to, I'm talking to my brother Theo. He's been telling us about his journey. Emceeing gig, his media side now with the future as well. And of course, he's also the man behind Femme Faith social media. He's been doing some great work. So, man, time is always jealous when I'm talking to my brothers. But nonetheless, let me take this opportunity to thank my brother for coming through to the Weekend Chapter right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media.
No, thank you, my guy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's not easy for... This is a big platform, I must say. Don't look down upon yourself. This is a big platform. I'm so humbled, my guy. Thank you so much. I'm so humbled. You're making an impact to the community. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. That's me and Theo right there. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.